Hi, my name is Renee, and you reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If this is a medical emergency, you will need to hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to be tested for coronavirus?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just called to get some information. I'm actually a school superintendent for Colbert County Schools. I just wanted to ask a question as to the recent change of status of our county from low risk to very high risk. Would you be the person I could just ask a question or two about that?
Was it about the vaccine or about coronavirus?
Yeah, not about the vaccine, but about the coronavirus specifically.
Oh, it depends on what the question is. You can ask, and if I don't have the answer, I can ask a supervisor.
Yeah, I just the basis for me calling is that we were making plans to have guidelines for masks in relation to the governor's dropping of masks in April the 9th, that deadline. So I built that guidance on this past week's low risk, the map which showed low risk, Colbert County being at low risk. Spoke with my board last night about it, sent it out just today at 2:30, and then I've just noticed that Colbert County has been changed as of today from low to very high. So I'm just curious to know, how I can say, well, here's the reason for, this is the catalyst for that change. You know, is it an uptick in the number of positive cases, or what's the indicator there that has caused this change? Because, I literally just sent out our COVID guidance, our masking policy at 2:30, which, was based on low risk, and now it's very high. So it's.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what is your name again?
I'm Chris Hand. I'm the school superintendent for Colbert County Schools.
Colbert?
Colbert, uh-huh. Northwest corner of the state. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Be just a few moments. I'm trying to get a hold of a supervisor for you.
That's okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay, they wanted me to give you a website, a couple of websites, actually.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's www.alabamapublichealth.gov. And then the other one, it has a /COVID-19.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm familiar with those. Matter of fact, that's where I pulled my data from as to why we were changing or creating a new masking guideline.
Mm-hmm.
But my essential question is what causes a change in
from something being a low risk to being like a very high risk? And I'm just curious, that do y'all base that on the number of patients in the hospitals, or is that new cases, or is that, yeah, that's really my central question, is it, how is it from week to week, do you guys change the status?
And actually,
and I'm familiar with the website.
Okay, that information we don't have. We're the call center answering calls for them, but that information we don't have. They haven't provided that to us. And so I just spoke with a supervisor, and she asked me to give you that information. I told her who you were.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you doing that, and I understand you guys are limited there on what information you have. Are you able to redirect me back to ADPH, or do I have to call them? Is there a number I can call?
Let me see here. Just one moment. Let me put you on a brief hold. What number did you call to reach us?
I was actually transferred to you guys from a 1-800 number on the ADPH website. Just general questions.
Okay. So I don't want to transfer you back to another number. Okay. I have a number here. I'm going to transfer you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. You have a good day. And I really hope you get all the answers you need so these children can get back to school. All right.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For calling Alabama Unemployment Law.